A federal appeals court has overturned the convictions of three police officers in the Abner Louima torture case in New York. Louima was handcuffed and sodomized in a New York City police station in 1997. One officer pled guilty to the act and was sentenced to 30 years. Today's ruling voids the convictions of three other police officers involved in the case. Devlin Barrett of the New York Post covered the Louima trial. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Tell me about the decision of the appeals court justices today.
Well, basically, they found that in regards to one officer, Chuck Schwarz, who was convicted of being sort of the second man in the bathroom, they found that his lawyer had an inherent conflict and should never have represented him in the case, and also that the jury improperly found out about Volpe's guilty plea. And
Justin Volpe is the officer who pleaded guilty.
Right, and his case is unchanged, and basically the appeals court found that the jury should never have known that, and that unfairly influenced their decision.
And what was the case with the other two?
The other two were convicted of obstruction of justice for allegedly lying to investigators, and basically the judges ruled that there was insufficient evidence to support those convictions, saying, and their analysis found that those officers did not necessarily understand that any false statements could have obstructed a federal investigation.
So those two were decided on the merits and the other on a procedural matter?
Yes, it's a fairly dense, complicated set of decisions. It's about 70 pages, the decision.
What does this do to the case now?
Essentially, the officer whose conviction was overturned for being the second man in the bathroom, Chuck Schwarz, he gets a new trial. The other two are essentially cut loose, and they will apparently never be in court again on this issue.
There's no appeal?
Once a conviction has been reversed by an appeals court, there isn't an appeal.
Has there been any reaction to this decision in New York?
I've only spoken to some of the lawyers involved in the case at this point, and they are incredibly pleased, obviously. I think they all argue that this is what they had always hoped for. But I spoke to one who said that, you know, it was essentially the happiest moment of his career.
What about from the other side?
The other side has not spoken publicly that I know of yet. We're still waiting for word from them as to what their next move will be.
This was one of several cases involving racial matters in New York City police occurring in the late 90s.
Yes, there was this case, and shortly after this case, the Diallo shooting occurred, and both cases really sparked a lot of protest and political action throughout the city. So it'll be interesting to see what the public reaction is to this decision.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Devlin Barrett of the New York Post.